If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
Mario.
Hey. This is your third time on.
Yes, third time?
And you always think we did one during the pandemic.
Yep.
And then we did it one time before that. So I think it was like 2018.
Crazy. 2018, yep.
Yeah, we always have a good time.
It's just, we always have a good time.
Now
it's
here
always
we are
lit.
Again.
We're here.
And
what's
you
up,
always
lady?
Sing to us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Of course.
He actually is a real singer, as we learned during verses.
Right.
Yeah, we did learn that.
Real singer still.
If we didn't know,
now we know.
I didn't know that. Before that, though. That's crazy.
Well, no, we knew that.
We knew, of course, we knew. But some people live are different.
Yeah, it is.
True.
Yeah, as we learned during verses.
As we learned.
Right.
My shit be on. My mic be on. All the way.
I mean, but your people was trying to sabotage your boy.
Oh, yeah.
Who
that?
Who?
No,
what are you talking about?
No, you were trying to sabotage other singers.
I was?
Yeah.
Your team.
We would never do that.
No, I'm playing.
We're just joking.
We would never. That's not.
My
team.
What type of accusation?
That was a joke, guys. Everybody got to have fair play.
Yeah.
You sabotaged them with your voice.
I never needed to, you know, have the smoke and mirrors and do like weird stuff. Like, no, other artists do. I've had other artists try to sabotage my situation on tours and different stuff. We ain't got to go into the details.
For real?
But like, I already know that. But yeah, but now everybody had the same.
You don't
look.
Have to say who, but just give us an example.
Let me explain to y'all. So with Versus, y'all got to understand, Versus is really set up for hip hop, right? Mm-hmm. Versus is really like going back and forth. You on the block, like old school, like that's what it feels like. So I went to Versus with that in mind. Like, I didn't have a set list. The dude was asking me, he's like, yo, so what's your set list? I said, bro, I don't have a set
list.
What? You didn't
I went
have
as
a set
real,
list?
But I didn't have a set list.
Off Eagle. Okay.
I didn't have a set like sequence to my
song, okay.
Most of the artists did. So for me, it was like, I'm gonna go with the energy go. Wherever the energy go, that's where I'm gonna go. That's why my set felt like, I'm like, yo, break it down. It's just guitar and me. Let me talk to the lady. Like, but I also knew that it was people watching at home. So my mindset was like, I gotta sing to both. That's what I was.
Well, it worked.
Right. You did a great job.
Thank you. That was amazing.
It's funny because I feel like you do be trying to mind your business all the time.
I do. You said my mind is always on.
Period.
My mind is on my business. I ain't going to lie to you.
Right.
That's how I always been. But that type of thing is like, it's so raw. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know who I really am outside of social media.
That worked out, though, in your favor,
for
sure.
It really did.
I think it caught people off guard, though.
Way off guard.
Yeah,
they wasn't ready. And I do want to say, somebody gave me a message for you.
Shout out to all the homies on the show. Shout out to, you know, everybody that is like,
don't reignite this, right?
You know what I'm saying? No, like, because I think that as R&B artists, we got to support each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And all my bros on there that you know, been doing this for so long. We've been in the game. We still here. So it's a blessing. But nobody ever tried to sabotage none.
Shout out to RSVP.
Yeah, shout out to RSVP, the whole squad. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We just saw Ray J.
We did. Oh,
yeah, we just saw him.
We did.
You all right?
Yeah.
DJ came on the show. What are you doing?
I skirted.
Sorry. DJ's over here peeing on herself.
Say, wait, you
it
what?
Be happening.
No, she spilled water.
It'd be happening.
So anyway, yeah, so back to that. I have a message for you from someone.
All right.
Being that you're self-titled debut album is 20 years old.
Yeah.
So, Thea Mitchum,
okay,
who is my boss at iHeart.
Okay.
I was just with her earlier and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to do lip service with Mario. Yeah. And she was like, please tell him I said hi. She was like, I did his first ever interview when he was 15 years old.
Yeah.
She said he didn't even know how to do drops yet.
Nah,
and she gave me the drop list and you were like, how do you do this?
Nah, it's crazy, man. I see so many people through the years that I've, because for me, I don't put it in a capsule and like, put up like pictures or like have like, I like to stay in the moment so I keep growing as an artist. But when I see people and I hear stories, man, it's so humbling to see, like, you know, just still being here, you know, mm-hmm. and doing it and being passionate about it and still loving it. Like, yeah. I still love going to the studio for 16 hours. I still love the creative process. I still love the touring and being on the road and sleepless nights. And like, I love the process of it. Like, I just started yesterday.
That's crazy. Yeah. Think back to like, and I was picturing that in my head. Like, she was like, he was just so sweet, just this little boy, 15 aww, years old, coming in. How did you manage to maintain? Because I know sometimes being a child star,
shout
can
out to
be
Thea, thank you, love,
really difficult. And then you see people like later on in life, you're like, damn, what, you know?
They look bad too. Like, they've been through some stuff.
But what's your whole like routine as far as keeping yourself up?
Yeah, mindset. I think it starts with mindset, you know? I've been challenged my whole life since I was a kid growing up in Baltimore. You know, I grew up in 18 people in one household, you know, cops running in, tearing up my cousin's rooms, trying to find drugs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Seeing my mom go through what she went through, not growing up with a dad. Like, so my grandmother was like my mom for real. Mm-hmm. You know, she was the one who kept me close to God, went to church every Sunday, every Wednesday.
Did you sing in
very
church?
Very God-fearing. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Who
I sung on the Busy Bee Choir. I was the youngest person in the Busy Bee Choir.
I know, that's right.
Did you have the lead?
I did.
I could see that.
They were like, you know, little young Michael Jackson in here.
Right. Nah, it starts there. And I think that because I seen so much and I was exposed to so much from a young age, when I started in music, I think the uncomfortable part was just being around so many different types of people and things having to be a certain way or you know. Now things are more free, but back then you had media training. You got, say this in an interview. You got to do it like this. You know what I'm saying? But I think just starting there helped me to understand how to overcome challenges. And then as I got older, I started getting into mysticism. I became a mystic when I was like 22, 23.
Right.
So that entailed me just studying everything from anti-aging to all most religions, how things are connected, quantum physics, you know, all these different things that I don't really talk about, but I practice it in my life in real time.
Like, you studied Islam for?
Yeah, I was Muslim for five years.
Okay. So tell me about that period of time.
Like, did you do Ramadan too?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Every year. I didn't go to Mecca, but I would say that Islam at 14 years old helped me to understand fearlessness and discipline. Mm-hmm. And there's no disconnect between you and God. That was my first, you know, because certain religions, there's this disconnect. You got to do this in order to get this, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, and others is like, you just exist as you are and know that there's just you and God, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think Islam gave me that sense of self and sense of confidence that I didn't have to sacrifice anything to be loved by God.
How did your family feel about that? Being that you grew up going to church and then
they didn't know.
Oh, they didn't know?
Mm. A lot of my family didn't know because I had moved away from home and I went back when I was 18.
Okay.
So, and I don't think that there was no like parental guidance for me during that time in terms of my family because my mom was not there. My grandmother had passed. So it was just different. I was like kind of like a lone wolf. Mm-hmm. You know, I moved with another family. Like, I was living in Jersey with a whole other family. Like, it was a different thing. So I just had to kind of understand that this was, you know, what my life was. And I had to just, it was just me and God.
So who would you say taught you how to be a man?
God. Mm-hmm. Because I can't, there's not really male figures that I can look at, not even in today's society, that I can say like, oh, I want to be like that man. Like, nah, I was never like that. That's why I've always been a loner. I've always been kind of like doing things my own way. I make my mistakes and I learn from them. And it's just me and God.
How do you learn things about whatever man things are? Like things you learn.
Yeah, like what do men learn?
What do you,
what do you mean?
How to put on a condom.
I put my first condom on when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
At
least you knew to use one.
How did you figure it out at 12?
Are there instructions on condoms?
I don't know.
It's kind of self-explanatory.
But if you didn't have a male figure.
She was 14 years old.
Nobody taught me how to put on a condom.
She had experience. She knew.
She was 14.
She was 14 years old.
You weren't 12 though.
I was like 16.
I did a lot of things early on in my life. And so it's like when you trial and error, just like anything else. But the thing that I feel like mindset wise that was instilled in me from God, I got to continue to say God because that's the truth, is learning from the outside world. Like I don't need to do something to learn that it's not good to do. I can look at someone else make a mistake and be like,
that's ideal, but
I'm not going to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not one of those people who need to go through it to know that.
But in relationships, it's harder to do that because sometimes, when you're in a relationship, it's easy on the outside to be like, this is what I should and should not do. But what you actually do
when you're in it
is completely different.
Yeah.
100%.
Like,
that's all trial and error.
Have you ever had a girl play you?
Of course. Yeah. I think I've had girls play me just like in regular. I've been denied. I've been. You know what I'm saying?
What about
when you say play, what you mean though?
Like, you know, maybe you thought she liked you, but she really was using you for another reason.
Every girl I ever dated really liked me. And I still can call them right now to this day, like, what's up? What you want?
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Confidence.
Like, okay.
And it's not even from like a toxic standpoint. It's just like I'm very like friends with all my, you know what I'm saying? If I'm dating a girl, like we friends first, like.
That's one of your Virgo traits. So you make sure you left on good.
It don't always leave on good terms, but it ends up being like that later on. Sometimes shit end crazy. You know what I'm saying? I had shit end when it's like we travel together, like you and we out of the country. That shit end like, all right, bad. We going back home alone.
Damn. what could happen on a trip outside of the country that would make somebody be like
the same thing that could happen in Miami. Else. At the hotel,
right? Like, what's
I know because I'm saying like, it seems like you're talking about a specific situation.
Right. Yeah, no, we're not gonna get into specifics, but I say that like it's just it's just like, you know, I don't even want to know I'm talking about it. Like, but like it's just really like it's like expectations can sometimes kill the present moment, and I know we all have expectations, right? But you got to manage them well and allow sometimes yourself to like. Accept someone's flaws or accept that things may not be the way that you expect them to be, right? But you got to look at the like level of maybe 50, 60% that you do like about the situation.
Right.
And a lot of times we just, it could be a clash that's like hard to come back from.
Yeah, man, no one's perfect, but
yeah. What's your biggest flaw in relationships?
My flaw?
Your flaw.
I think my lifestyle, honestly, and it's something that I can't really change.
Okay.
At some point, it becomes a problem. You know, it could be like old friends calling your phone, or you might be linking with somebody on some business shit, and it looked like it could be something else. You know what I mean? Also, Virgos, we're a flirt. I'm a flirt. I think that would be my biggest flaw. Being a flirt and not meaning it to be like a sexual thing, but just really being interested in someone understanding your energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you have to be intimate. Conversation, like in conversation for someone to understand.
Without intention,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so I think that would be.
I can
Virgo's
read
a flirt. We're flirtatious beings.
Like, my daughter's a Virgo. Well,
very sexual, very flirtatious. Very,
my daughter's always flirting.
We like touch. We like connecting.
Go, Angela.
What'd you say?
Let me stop mom shaming. No, her daughter's when people think I mom shame her, but we joke around all the time.
She calls me a bad mom.
Why?
Look, she's trying to make it worse. She wants some sympathy.
And it's me. I'll be like, no, you're not. Don't say that, Jasmine. No, you're not.
No, but she is a new mom.
She's congrats. A new mom.
Yeah,
Will you have a girl or boy?
I had a girl.
Congrats.
Thank you. Do you want kids?
One day. Okay. One day. Yeah.
You said
it's the thing where it's like, a lot of people ask why I'm 36, why I don't have kids. How,
it's a red flag, kids? You said.
Who'd you say?
Yeah, so you
that's rare for a man to be your age and not have a child.
Yeah, it is.
That's rare.
It's not rare. It's smart.
I'm with it.
Both.
I like
it's
it.
Both smart it's and rare. Yeah. It's a hybrid.
It can be responsible if you know
it's
that's
very
not.
Responsible.
Or he could have had. He could have got.
There's
girls
no
pregnant.
Right or wrong. I've been in life.
Everybody, calm down. There's no
I've
right
been
or wrong.
Meeting a lot of 36, 35, 30 that
don't have kids.
Right. He's been learning how to put on condoms from a young age.
Right.
Since he was 12,
he learned the first right thing.
He got decades of experience.
He has one on right now. Had any slip up?
Yeah, early on in my life.
But what, like, what kind of slip up?
Like, a girl like, got pregnant before.
And what happened? She terminated it.
Yeah.
Were you okay with that? Or is this,
nah.
It was like a
It was traumatizing.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
Like early 20s, 22, okay. I think.
Was it her choice or was it like a mutual choice?
There was no choice at first, and then it ended up being her choice, and then it was mutual.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Only time.
You know, I think sometimes people don't think about how that affects men.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
a lot of times, because, I mean, it's our body, so it affects us the most.
Yeah.
But
nah, it's crazy. The reason why it was crazy is because when she decided that it was going to happen, it was in the middle of a snowstorm, right? And we in Baltimore. And I was like, I have to take you. Like, I'm going to go with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to do it by yourself. And so we got stuck in the snow. And I just remember like being the only person out there pushing the car in the snow. Oh, she in the car crying. And I'm pushing the car. We like a block away from the spot. And we get there, you know what I'm saying? Get out, go in there. I put a little mask on. This is before, like we was wearing masks, right. But like put it on. She do it, come back out. And it was just like going through that whole process with her. Like I was like, I would never want to put a woman through this again.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you still cool with her?
We haven't spoken in years.
Okay.
How did that affect the relationship after that?
I mean, we weren't together. Like, we didn't stay together. We were more friends than anything. It's just something that kind of happened because our connection was crazy. And,
being that it was a snowstorm and all of that, did y'all look at that as like maybe mm-hmm. a sign? I know some
that's
people.
That's what I thought that's he was going to say.
That's what I thought
too. That's what I thought he was going with it.
The decision was made already.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure I got it there. Right. But the day that we went, the snow was crazy, but we had already.
Yeah. Like we not, there's no turning back.
Right. Yeah,
let me finish crazy. The car.
Yeah.
No, but it's true because sometimes people look at that like I had one when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And when I went, the Planned Parenthood was closed because they had protesters the day before. And they said they were able to reach everybody but me.
To tell you that they was going to be closed.
Yeah.
Wow. So you thought there was a sign that you should do it.
That
no,
you shouldn't.
My
that
friend was should. Like, this might be a sign. I was like, it's a like sign we got to make another appointment.
Hello. It's a sign to find another office.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Crazy.
Right.
It's crazy. But
next.
I want to say that, like, you know, to this conversation, because it's a heavy conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
To young people who are going through it, you know what I mean? Like, I think that there's also a healing process that comes after that. Like, you got to allow yourself to heal. Ladies, y'all got to allow yourself to heal from those types of, you know, situations. And mm-hmm. both,
it made
like,
me get
have
a birth control right
like,
after that, though.
Yeah.
Because you're real easy. Women are real easily get pregnant after right that. After having an abortion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
and then
crazy.
Sometimes it could be like, well, she had 3 abortions already. Let me at least, you know, this time we're going to keep it. Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like, they feel bad that they put you through it. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, right after that, I was like, let me get on the pill so I don't
that's
ever
when
have
I got
to
on,
go.
Yeah. After I had one, I got on a pill too. I was like, oh, I don't want to go through this again.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think being responsible is a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In a country where we promote sex and, you know, being outside and all this so much, it's like it's constantly in your subconscious mind. You know what I'm saying? And we're just, it's a way for us to escape our, like, intimacy. It's funny getting to the record, but like intimacy is like the culprit. You know, no matter which way you're going in a relationship, intimacy is that. Mm-hmm. That place where we usually give in, no matter what's going on. We can hate each other, but we still gonna fuck.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Somebody told me that when they're in an argument and fighting, their dick gets hard.
What?
That's very toxic.
That sounds toxic.
Yeah.
That's extreme. That's on the extreme side.
Did you say that's me?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Because you were shaking your head like.
I'm saying that's crazy. Like, that's interesting. Not during. I don't even think about that.
He's not even going to argue.
I'm not. No, I ain't. She said that.
Do you argue?
I debate.
Exactly.
I debate.
He's too calm. Like, he's not even going
to those be the ones.
That's the debate.
Mario just got it in him. It's Gigi always trying to help them out.
I appreciate you, Gigi. I am calm. Even in my frustration, I'm calm. I will say this.
I ain't no pussy.
Even in my frustration, I'm calm. But it's like, there is like a turning point where that calmness turns into rage in certain moments, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm always thinking about the consequences of shit. So even if I want to do something so bad, I'm already thinking about that's going to happen. I'm over it. It's not
gonna talk yourself
it's
out
like
of
a
it.
Chest thing.
But it's also like, yo, what is smart? I'm just at a point in my life where it's like, I have a certain emotional intelligence because I grew up in such toxic situations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I know how to deal with them. I understand if I just know the game of it.
Yeah.
I know that at the end of the day, a lot of times how we communicate as human beings are from the ego, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so if that's the case, then if I'm sharing my space with this woman, like, I got to make sure that as the man, I got to make sure that we get a solution out of the situation. Because it's not smart. It's just not... emotionally smart to continue to allow something that's probably not even that big of a deal. And even if it is, let's understand each other because right. we need to know where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always say in relationships, knowing how to argue properly is so important.
Yeah.
But that makeup sex is crazy though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
It's crazy because this passion is real energy.
Oh my God, yeah.
Energy don't die, it's transferred. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then be mad after.
But hopefully we made up. No, like hopefully we got it to a solution before we get there.
I feel like you're an old soul. Are you?
Me too. I feel like that. My grandmother used to tell me that all the time. Mm. She used to tell me that all the time.
But normally, like when you're raised by grandma, is that kind of that's instilled in you?
I was raised by my grandmother and my great grandmother was around.
Oh,
you know
wow.
what I'm saying? And then I had older cousins and my whole family. We were all like really close. So it's like, but I think the old soul part is something that also comes from source. Like my purpose was already written before I was born. You know what I'm saying? I feel like our purpose is already written. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or at least a large portion of it. How we achieve it, that's on us. We figure that out. Like, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Well, let's get to the music because we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
We got a little preview.
Yeah. We did. Yeah.
We did.
Used to Me. So yeah. Tell us what this song is about for real. You and Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah. Shout out to Ty, the whole team. Listen, I think that it's basically what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, intimacy is the culprit in that fine line of like which way we're going. It's like in between love and losing the love, how pain, pleasure goes to from pleasure to pain, like all these different things. Intimacy is usually that middle ground where it's just like, this is where we can meet. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, it's like that in a lot of situations. But this song is really just like that type of conversation.
This
you know,
is where
I open
paths
this.
Cross.
This is where our paths cross. And it's like, right.
Get used to me or don't like, get used
right,
to me.
Right. Used to me. Like you're used to me.
Yeah.
Like you're used to me being in your, like don't get used to me not being in your bed. Like don't get used to sleeping without me.
Okay.
Like, you
that's
know what I'm
cute.
Saying? That's pretty much
we like the. Laura and I like the brown skin girl with the locks.
Oh my God, yes.
She's so
oh, yeah.
beautiful.
Alexis,
she was we like her.
She's amazing.
You
she's
picked
amazing.
Her or that
I
was?
I always cast my videos.
That's yeah. awesome.
Oh, I can't take the full responsibility for that. Shout out to Ben Mark, the director for that.
And
too.
I love that you
but
have
I told
her
what I wanted.
You yeah. have her in like that one
two
and
videos.
Also
and
the
I like
other
her too.
So it's,
yeah.
I like
we like that.
We also got it. We also got a skit coming out too. In a couple of days that we did with Funny Marco, it's cool.
Oh gosh,
it's,
that's it, gonna be it.
Yeah, it's funny, but yeah, man, I like funny. To keep. I like storytelling. I'm in a storytelling place in my life. I've been writing a lot.
And I saw the last video she was in with you. You guys were in the water. You said it was mm-hmm. freezing.
Oh yeah, it was cold.
So how was the shrinkage? Cold. You know they.
Oh my
I
God,
care about
I was
that.
Just thinking that.
You think about the shrinkage?
Yeah.
Does that really? Is that a
yeah,
real thing?
Yeah, it is. I ain't gonna hold you. It is.
Shrinkage like
when it gets to a certain degrees.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Because it's like it's the your muscles contract.
You know it is what a saying? Muscle.
And the penis is a muscle. So
you
it's
right.
That penis was like, it's cold.
Yeah, it was cold. I ain't gonna hold you. That I didn't realize how cold it was. Because we were supposed to shoot that scene earlier in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And it was freezing. It's wintertime in LA.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
was, when it I see
so
a vision.
At night in LA.
Yeah.
Huh?
It gets so cold at night in LA.
When
yeah,
I see
it was beautiful.
No,
thank
it wasn't.
You.
It was good.
When I see a vision, I got to do it. So I saw this picture, and it was this guy. He was in submerged in water. But the way it was shot was just fire. It was dark. It was artsy. And I was like, I want to do this shot, but I want to build the story around it. Mm-hmm. And so we found this lake. It was a real lake. At first, I was like, we don't have to build a lake. But we went and found this dude.
Build
he had like
a lake. Build a lake.
You got a no budget.
Money.
No, big
got
budget.
Money.
I believe it's something I'm gonna spend the bread.
You got money.
But like Lord. I like shooting movies. I like making, you know what I'm saying, moments. So mm-hmm. we found this spot. This dude, he owned like 27 acres of land. He got three lakes on his property. So we got there. And I was telling Alexa, I was like, look, the water gonna be cold. I need you to pull this shot off. Like I got behind the scenes stuff of like we freezing. Like
right.
But
you didn't
when
look
we
it.
Got what, the water,
at all,
what
yeah.
did you have on under?
Just like some shorts, some pants.
Like swimming trunk shorts or like.
No, I had on some pants.
Okay.
But
okay.
I had on shorts under there. But that was it. But it didn't matter. The water was like 5 degrees.
It was that cold.
It was cold.
That but that's awful. Actually good. You know, no my acupuncturist
that's
told
very,
me
yeah,
to take
say,
a cold.
Yeah. To like ice baths.
I do that, but that's different because you like literally like sitting in there having to sing music, having it was a lot. Yeah. I didn't realize it. I actually posted one when you first hit the water, the first thing you got to do is stay in there and let the shot take
you. Mm-hmm.
No. If you jump out,
no, yeah,
it's over.
You gotta go
you're
all
not
way
gonna be, you got to go all the way in and take it and then you can get out and come back. And after that, it was easy. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you think about that? So let's just say,
yeah,
you know, you have sex and you come and then, you know, you guys get small.
Are you okay with the women like seeing you like that?
Yeah.
Or do you cover your...
it depends. It's crazy how it happens. Like sometimes I stay hard.
Yeah, you stay hard. Okay.
I was going
like,
to say.
It's but just... I'm going to tell you, it has a lot to do with the connection too. Because like sometimes you'll just stay hard and just keep going if it's right. Or if she know how to like hop off and like, you know what I'm saying? Eat your man real quick and get you back in the game. Then she got to know how to, you know what I mean? But you can't wait too long.
Right.
You got to go right away. And then it's on and popping again.
Some people be like, I need 10 minutes.
If you let it, if you wait too long, yeah, for sure.
Give me a minute.
Or if you wait too long or if you sit in the semen, like if you let it sit on your, you got to wipe it off right away.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
you let it.
So, you don't like semen on
you?
Got to
wipe it off.
Get it clean.
Oh, yes. I get
semen
up.
Retention.
We always end up talking about some nasty shit on this show, man.
You know where you at.
Everybody on service.
Like, segue to your semen. Are you still practicing?
Segue to your semen. That's
not
retention.
Nah, I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not. I don't know what you're about to ask. I'm not. Nope.
How do you?
So you don't.
How do you say it?
I don't know what
retention, prana, prana, prana,
nah.
Right?
I'm outside.
Yeah, nah. That's the actual energy, but I'm not practicing semen retention.
I just remember we said that word
semen
so many
retention.
Times. The last
facts,
time.
Facts.
So semen retention, you're not doing it anymore. No, so you're just letting it all out.
It's
now.
Not that I'm not doing it. I don't. It's not something that I'm doing that's, actively right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I will do it. Like if right. I'm like, you know what, I need a break.
Yeah.
Let me go a
because
couple
before
weeks.
It was like a thing for you.
Yeah.
Like,
well, okay,
at that time. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was in that space. I was right. in that practice to understand it. Like, mm-hmm. let me understand this fully. Let me really do it. Because you can't really understand something unless you really do it. You got to commit to it. Right?
Did it help you with anything? Or what
absolutely.
Do you think?
It okay. still helps.
Okay.
I mean, it's for me, it could happen in 2 days. It could be like, yo, for 3 days, I'm not doing this. I'm only focusing on this.
It's like a fast. Mm.
You get it.
The
get
it's like Ramadan for sex.
The semen fast. Yeah.
Like Ramadan for sex. Semen
like,
fast.
So the benefits, I mean, look at sexual energy, like let's take away the pleasure, let's take away our desires to have sex. Yeah, let's take away the actual human part of it. It's creative energy, right? So if it can create a physical life, if my cell, if my semen and your egg can create a physical life, then what can it create internally for us?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What can we use that energy for?
Right.
And then it's also like, who are you sharing the energy with? And then it gets into all of the
all
other
of
stuff
the
that we don't really think about. Maybe people are becoming more conscious about it now, but mm-hmm. it's a real thing. It's yeah. just like anything else. Like energy is real. Just like these are spirits and we drink it and we have a biological effect. This everything is energy. We all know mm-hmm. that. So just if you think of it like that, then you do some interesting things.
All right.
So deep.
Right.
So before is we move on,
Gigi,
while we're updating here,
yep.
The song
Used to Me.
No, the other one.
Like Her Too.
Like Her
like
Too.
Like Her Too. Yeah.
So remember before when we spoke, you had only had a threesome once in your life. Is there an update on that? Have you had more threesomes?
Again,
because
clearly
the song yet.
Sounds
because
like
clearly the
baby.
Song.
Yeah, for one thing, was it outside?
You're like, so, this ain't something that you used to. It's a type of different energy for you.
You know what's crazy about writing music and being like, you know, on both sides of it is that you would listen to that song and think it's about a threesome,
we
right?
We do.
But it's not.
It's about a girl loving herself.
Why is she so smart?
I thought it was about three.
I love that.
See, y'all know how
I kind of
well, you probably read it somewhere, or did you think
no,
that?
I did. Because you were talking about her own reaction, yeah. that being kind
and
of
right. it's really about, because I find that like, you
see,
know,
when I
like,
saw the video, right. I was thinking like y'all was sitting here and then y'all was looking at the girl over there like
that's her.
That was
herself.
Yeah, that's what I
saw. For herself.
See, no, I wasn't seeing it that way. I was mm-hmm. being nasty because
but then the other part
you think
like,
that sometimes you see things because that's where you are.
Ooh. I just said I'm nasty. Yeah.
Yeah. Gigi loves
like,
threesome.
I am yes,
I do the
I'm
same thing with certain threesome. Things. I'm like, I have to look at it from different points of views. We all do that. So, wait. But you're not the only person. A lot of people thought that record was about that, but
okay.
it's really
well,
about.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to.
Yeah,
so,
nah,
what was the
good.
Update for myself and those?
Yeah, but we didn't get the update.
We get to the update is that no, I haven't. I'm not. I haven't. Not yet. I think the next threesome I want to have, if I do have one, I wanted to be with the person I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like I want it to be
some
intimate.
Guys don't want it to be with see, the person
right
with,
so you would
interesting
you yeah. would do it with your girlfriend.
I think it's time like it, I think that's the next
are you single now?
It's yeah so it's somewhere in there like,
you know, somewhere in like, there
it,
says, yeah,
it could be
there.
It could be or it could be you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying I'm okay. like it's like yeah, used yeah. to me it's mm-hmm. that it's my life
you don't have no ties so you have different
when art imitates
oh, no
life.
I just said it's, have you heard
it.
The song it's
yeah.
that it's,
yeah.
it's real it's real time it's crazy yeah.
we love it
I'm writing in real I'm releasing in real time
so are you looking to settle down
don't
you know it's crazy I can't say that I'm looking for it, because if I look for it, then I feel like it won't happen.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You know, or you might run into the wrong.
I feel like maybe, but I think it's just more about like intentions. My intentions for life right now is to have a well-balanced life and a healthy life and a healthy career. And my focus right now is building my company, building my label, working on other investments, you know, really just becoming more of a boss, right? Being as healthy as I can be and just, you know, leading by example.
Are you still a pescatarian?
Nah. I balance everything out. Okay. Like some days I'll fast from meats, some days, because like honestly, the plant-based space is getting real weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta just balance out everything. Like everything is about balance. Yeah. You gotta know yourself and know your world, know what you want. We're at a time in life, just like in our universe, where anything that you think about and you give your awareness to is what you're gonna create. It doesn't matter what field you're in, none of that matters. It only matters about what you're holding here is gonna show. It's that simple. You know what I mean? You could eat health, plant-based for it and still be unhealthy. I know a lot of people who eat plant-based. Same. So
yeah.
Yeah.
He said it's getting weird.
Yeah. Some of the plant-based stuff is not healthy.
Yeah, to be clear.
Remember that veggie burger that I ate when we left Vegas and I threw up the entire plane ride and the whole way we was in an Uber and I'm like, and
it's a burger.
Interesting.
It's a veggie burger.
Like, threw up the entire flight. And it was like, what, we were coming from Vegas. It was like a 4.5 hour flight.
That's a long flight.
I was like, where is she going?
She was like,
you okay?
You got food poisoning from a veggie burger?
It was a vegetable, and I think that's what, it wasn't like a Beyond Beef. It was
like a bean burger or something like that.
Maybe your body just was, what did you do before that? Maybe your body was just like, it rejected it.
We drank a lot.
We drank a lot.
I ain't gonna lie.
But it wasn't that type.
Really? Interesting. I don't know.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let me ask the ladies this, because Mario posted this. A woman loving every part of herself without judgment is where her freedom starts. As a man, I support her wild, untamed self while protecting her innocence. Do any of you guys love yourself, every part of yourself without judgment? Because that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
I do.
Ooh. Okay, really? Jay.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, you've achieved, and you are.
Right.
Where your freedom starts. But how long did it take you to get to that point? Were you always like that?
Honestly, I'm gonna tell y'all, being a exotic entertainer for the majority of my adult life really helped me with my confidence and my love for self. Because for one, I had to be as raw as possible, right? Naked in front of strangers and use that as a way of means of survival. And also I had to deal with competition from the other women and rejection from the men. And, you know, it just builds up this different type of confidence within yourself that it relates to everyday life. So over the years, I mean, of course, you know, I got a little nip tuck and some titties and shit. You know, I just, my Botox is fresh. But, you know, balance, right? We just learn to accept what we can't change. Just, you know,
you gotta start where you are.
I went to ballet school and I got a little funky toe, right? But I love my little funky toe. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because I earned that funky toe. I could do a whole lot of shit that bitches with cute feet can't do. You know what I'm saying?
So, I agree with that. I think the
you
way
know, you, I love myself.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. I love that. And I think that the way you talk to yourself, man, woman, whatever, but like, we're talking about women right now. But like, the way that you speak to yourself and the way that you view yourself has a lot to do with how you're going to be treated. You know what I'm saying? How the outside world is going to be treated. You got to create a lifestyle of communication with yourself that leads you to where you want to be, how you want to be, how you want to exist, and the identity that you want to take on. Because obviously, like she said, we take on all these different identities for survival. But when it comes to what's really going on, you got to be tapped into that. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be in a space, but still be disconnected from certain parts of it to protect your energy and protect yourself. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Ange, can you answer that question?
Yeah, I mean, I think that no matter what, we're always really critical of ourselves. And that's a hard thing to do, especially when, you know, you post a picture and then people might be like, oh, what's wrong with you here? Are you pregnant? You know, like, people always have something to say. And that makes it, I think, harder for you to be like really comfortable with yourself. But I have been at the point where I don't really care that much.
Okay.
You know, what people think.
It's
and there's
crazy.
Always things on yourself you feel like you want to improve, you know?
Of course.
But I'm not.
I mean, as humans, we are forever evolving and growing. So there's always going to be room for improvement. We're never going to be perfect. And once you realize that, then you're able to take on like, oh, okay, I'm having a bad hair day, or okay, I got acne this week, I got a period bump. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're always going to be, oh, I gained some weight, I got stretch marks on my ass. Like, whatever the case may be,
absolutely,
you're always going to continue to grow and evolve, and we can always continue to better ourselves.
Because sometimes I think we feel self-conscious. Like, I might be like, after sex, you might be like, let me put some clothes on and get out the bed. Like, you feel fine during, but then afterwards, not you're like, all right.
I used to feel like that.
Yeah.
But not no more. Like, not. But I worked on that. I made sure I worked out. I changed the way I ate and I fixed that. But like, as far as me, from the age of 16, I had a kid. So I judged myself from the age of 16. It's like I'm 16 with stretch marks. Like, you know, like that was always a thing for me.
Do you feel like that takes away from how you're able to open up and enjoy intimacy with a man though?
Yeah.
Because I feel like the more comfortable you are and the more you let go of that, the more everything is heightened.
I think I'm fine during sex. It just be like, I don't really post you just be like, stop staring at me.
Why are you looking at my face like that?
On the flip side,
you'd be like mad bright. You'd be like, all right, hold on.
Girls always be saying that to me. Like, why are you looking at me like that?
It depends
on sometimes we just admire y'all. Like it's like, yo, y'all gotta understand, ladies. Like, y'all just let us into y'all whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they be in awe.
Yeah, it depends on the pocket.
I be in awe every time. I'm like, damn, like it's so crazy every time.
You be singing during sex.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I be writing songs like used to me. Like it really be making me feel like, do I sing during sex?
Have you ever had sex to your own song?
If the head crazy, yes. I'm singing every time.
He threw his head back as he
remembered. Have I seen my own song?
Right, have you ever sang "I Love You"?
I can't pull myself to do that.
Mm-hmm. While you had sex?
It came on playlist before, but like I'm not like about to go put my music. I don't know. I'm not really.
That's so funny.
You're like, hold on.
Because I won't be distracted. I'll be thinking about like singing the song in my head like I'm performing these songs. It's too distracting. You know what I'm saying? But if she requested, I put it on, but it's too distracting.
You know what's interesting? I saw you say that you sing like while you work out. Most people will try to rest their voice.
Yeah.
But you actually.
Oh, when I'm preparing for tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I work like I run on a treadmill, sing, all of that. Yeah,
yeah. Because I know some people are like, I got to take breaks in between. Have you ever lost your voice or had any issues?
Mm-hmm. Oh, plenty of times. I've lost my voice on tour, but like, God bless me with being able to like use it in different ways to like. But if I lose it, then I'm just. It's like the worst fear. Like that's like the worst thing that could happen is to completely what you like. You can't talk at all. Mm-hmm. But usually I know how to pace myself, so I don't do that. Like tour teaches you how to pace everything. It teaches you how to pace your energy,
right,
your voice, everything. So
have you ever had sex before a show and been like exhausted from
it? Yeah, hell yeah.
Like a boxer?
Yeah.
He said, hell yeah.
I should have did that.
But that was a while ago though. That was a long time
What's the longest you been without a voice? Like you've lost your voice?
Probably like 4 days.
Ooh, that's a long time.
A lot. Yeah.
4 days.
Can you imagine not having your voice for 4 days?
No, not on tour.
Right.
But just in going to do a show. Like for instance, if I don't do a show or sing for like 3 months and then I don't practice and I just go to do a show and I go all out, probably going to lose my voice for like 3 days.
Oh, because you didn't.
Because it's a muscle.
Yeah, it's an awesome muscle.
Right?
You think eating pussy is good for your voice?
No.
It is.
It is.
I heard it is. The studies have shown.
That's what the people say.
Scientists.
Yeah.
The scientists say
it's right here. So.
You gotta believe the scientists.
Yes.
You know you like it. Come on.
What are you talking about?
Do you start off doing that?
Not every time, but it's
Laura's
a part
like
of
it. Drilling
I do it. Right. I do it. I do it whenever I want to do it.
Like you pull out and go eat it and then go back in.
Yeah, I do. I do everything that you.
He's a freak.
You know what I'm saying?
You put the finger in the butt.
We're going too far.
That's a yes.
We learned from speaking to this man, and when he says he's not answering, then
it's
cool. That's yes.
It's like, you know, you got to leave something to the, you know what I'm saying? But I would say.
You got to leave something to the butt, he said.
So you don't eat butt.
So you don't eat butt either.
He just said you got to leave something to the butt.
Girl, what was he talking about before that?
Eating pussy.
Lord,
I mean, listen, I love a woman's body. Like, if you're my woman, like, you're going to get tested in every way until you be like, I'm not doing that.
Do you think you're, like, good?
Because I want to be the person who do everything with you. Like, I don't want, you know what I'm saying?
Have you ever told a woman no to something she tried to do to you?
Yes, and I'm not telling you what it was.
I didn't ask you.
You know that.
I know she about to go.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
so now
absolutely. Yes, absolutely I have.
Yeah. Have you ever said no to something, G?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're not peeing on me. Sorry.
Okay. That's been a hot topic lately.
Yeah. Have you ever peed on a woman?
Right.
He definitely has. In the shower.
You have.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Did you?
He does.
I did let it happen once in the shower, but we was already in the shower.
Right, so she peed
honest,
like, no, but it wasn't like during sex. Like, it wasn't like a sex.
You never peed on a woman before.
It was just like in the shower.
I've
never.
If she wants it, would you do it?
He would.
Yes.
He had to sound crying out for
pee. If that's what she wants, I'm going to do it. If that's what she wants, I would do it. I mean, I think that.
That's kind of you.
If that's what she wants,
he'll do it. He'll like, hold on, let me get some more water. And do that.
Sips.
I'm going to stop.
No, Laura, you have some questions. Go ahead.
Are you confident with your size?
Absolutely. But like, the thing about it is this, y'all. Like I've been bigger with certain women. And like, it's crazy how it can change and depending on your connection with a person. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You'd be even surprised.
I agree with that.
Like,
cause sometimes you're with a guy and he seemed like, damn, he seemed bigger than the last time.
Like, whoa. Yeah.
I feel like we've all had, have you had that experience?
That, you know what? That'd be my fear when I meet a guy and like, I start liking him. I'm like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't have a little dick. Like, I hope he doesn't have a small dick. Like everything
that must be
great,
like a real thing.
But like, then it's like crazy. I really like him, but I would hate to.
You know what? I feel like there are not a lot of little dicks out there.
No,
there are some.
Hey, yo.
No, listen. No. Listen, you'd be surprised. I've had one small dick, and I feel like have you had more than one small dick?
Yes.
And it was like,
you need to get out more, Jasmine.
I only had one girl.
Like, hey, it was like,
I feel like they're not a lot out there.
Not doubling back.
There are? Okay.
Man.
But I don't like huge dicks though, so.
But there are some guys with small that knows how to, you know, they know what to do and how to. I just
but you're right though, Mario's right, because dicks do feel like they can.
Different with different women.
Like sometimes they be like.
Wait. Don't go into it like that. You got to
explain. No, you're saying yours be different. Like,
yeah. No, we're not saying
different
you're
women,
about,
it gets bigger.
Nah, because the way she said it, like if it was a cut in, it would just sound crazy.
You think it could have to do with your diet too?
That's why I don't like talking about shit like that.
You think it could have to do with your diet too?
It could, yeah, definitely. It could, but I'm specifically talking about the connection.
The connection with the woman, the energy and all that you're having with
it. Yeah, I'm talking. And how she, if she understands what you like.
I feel like with men, that's part of the reason why they try so many different women, because it's a different experience. It's not that you want to fuck everybody that you meet, which women, we think that. Women, we think like, oh, he going to fuck everybody just because he want to fuck.
It's true.
However, I think that.
It's either you're a man who just, who likes dealing with only a few or one, or you're a man who just likes to, you know what I'm saying?
I just think that men have a different experience with each woman. And that's part of why they have these experiences.
That's nice of you.
Every time. I mean, I can agree with that.
Mario's like, no, we like to talk.
Listen, I'm single right now, and I got a guy that I do this with, and I got a guy that I do that with, and I got a guy that I do that with. You know what I'm saying? And it's different. It's a different experience with each guy. Like, it's a whole different vibe with each person that I'm hanging out with.
Is it, when you come, is it different, like, from head and from sex? Is it a different feeling? Do you have a preference?
Yeah, what is your preference?
He likes head a lot.
I like both. I like I like both. I mean, because it's so personal. I like both. Mm-hmm. But again, it depends on the connection.
Right.
But I like both. I'm a both. But you gotta I like when she like to do it though. Cause when she like to give head, if a girl likes to give head,
it's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be crazy. Like,
you hear that, Laura?
And she's gonna take notes. And she's gonna take notes. Different than a girl who's like, I don't really do it, but I'm gonna do it because I like you. Like,
Laura.
I don't say it.
What happened?
Wait a minute, Laura.
Like
Laura.
She don't like to do it?
No.
She looked like she liked to, though.
This is my thing. It depends on the person.
She's never
swallowed.
You
said I look. Respectfully.
She's
very
Laura. It depends on the person. Swallowed. Like you said, it's like that. If you give me that, that makes me want to suck the shit out of you, I'm going to do that.
I thought you didn't like her.
I'm not going to do it to everybody. I don't like to do it. I don't like to do it.
I don't think you
should. But if it's somebody.
You don't like to do it.
Yeah.
You have to learn. It's probably not that good. No shade. But me, on the other hand,
it's actually pretty good. I've been told. And they asked why.
Y'all not gonna have no dick sucking battle in here, okay?
Hey, you need me to call somebody?
Hey, y'all see what happened when Rio come in the building? I get lit. Yo. I get it. I'm not proud of this.
It's pretty good because I've been learning.
Who called the girl and asked them on
Troy
Ave? You think you know Ave?
Honestly, like, because I know it's something that men really enjoy. So as I've gotten older, like, I'm like, okay, I have to find a way to enjoy doing it. So I've gotten better.
So what's your headspace?
As far as?
When you find a way to enjoy it, it's the guy?
It's the guy. Okay. I notice it's the connection. You were saying it's like that connection.
The connection that you have with that guy. So he make you go head crazy. But otherwise, if you don't
and
really
there's
like
not a lot
like
of
that,
them
it's going to be mediocre.
I don't think you can do everything with everyone. Let's reel this back.
That's
real as back.
You can't. Absolutely. That's a fact.
You cannot. You can't. You should not.
At all.
You
should not do everything with everybody.
Right.
There's some things you should preserve for the person that you're connecting with mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically, all of the least.
We agree. But when it comes to Laura, she's saving everything for that one person.
Yeah. She don't do nothing.
What's
wrong with that?
She has no experiences.
I'm proud of you.
That's no fun.
That's beautiful.
She's never seen
that's funny. Beautiful.
No, he being dead ass.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm
I just haven't found a man that made me feel like I want to.
You
but they've gotten me wanting
feel...
to do it. But I just haven't
so
found that man.
So you never swallowed?
I've never swallowed.
Okay, okay.
Have you ever sucked a dick till he came?
Yes.
So you take his move?
And so that's the part that I don't like about
what do you do?
That they take too long to come and then my jaw be hurting and it's like, come on, sir.
It's like a job. It's a blow job.
It's a blow job. It's called that for a reason.
Well, that
you gotta go to work, bitch.
Overtime job sometimes.
You gotta go to work, bitch.
What are we getting? Minimum wage.
I'm gonna let y'all know something, man. If this wasn't on camera, we'd be like, I would go crazy with y'all right now, bro.
Go ahead,
like,
tell us. I have an image.
You tell us that every time.
Hey, man, new single, you to me out right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Over here. But nah, I love this.
And
this
it's Valentine's
important.
Day right now. I got my Valentine's Day shirt on.
See you with
okay,
the pink
we
flowers.
See you.
I got flowers today.
Nope, I don't. You got flowers already?
Yes, at the coffee shop.
That's nice.
I just don't like the...
Oh. Well, wow. No more flowers for you. Wow. Now, Mario, let me ask you this. Since we've been talking about all of this, have you ever had a terrible experience with someone performing oral sex on you, and what made it bad?
Terrible?
So, yeah, yeah, so for women out there who are listening.
Terrible.
Is there such a thing as like a bad?
Yeah, actually, nah, you're right. I have, like, a while ago. Mm-hmm. She was just too lit. She was really drunk.
She threw up on it?
You know what it is when girls that are very confident get drunk?
Throw up on it?
Mm-hmm. She was an Aries. She was very confident. And it was bad. She was too lit. And she insisted on continuing to, you know what I mean, go
and
down.
You were like,
I was like, yo, like, nah, you good. She's like, what? You don't want to fuck with me? I'm like, yeah, but you, like, you're lit right now. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Girl, they don't know when they, like, some women don't know when they drunk.
I know when I'm drunk.
I know when you're drunk.
I know when I'm drunk. I don't even drink no more because I know when I'm drunk.
Right? And so I'm like, that was the situation. So I had to just like tell her to, you know what I'm saying, chill out. Like, chill.
Were you able to maintain being hard, or were you just.
No, I didn't want to do it. If you get too late, I don't want to do nothing.
Okay.
I'm cool on you. Cool.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Have you ever been too lit?
Did you double back?
Have I ever been too lit? Probably. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. And like, did you double back to the lit girl? Oh, nah, that was a wrap for her.
It was over. Okay. It was over.
She fucked that up.
Yeah, I wasn't.
So that's one thing that'll be like a deal breaker for you. What are some other deal breakers?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I try not to enter into deal breaker situation because I analyze like a Virgo all the way through to feel like, all right, cool, am I really gonna fuck with this? But I guess a deal breaker would be just lying, you know what I'm saying? Trying to just, you know, being sneaky, you know what I'm saying? Just anything that's gonna break the trust, like be 100 with me, like about anything. If we're talking, if we, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it 100. Just lying is a
lot of men can't take that. What, lying? What? Being lied to?
What, true?
Yes.
When you really like somebody, you can.
No, I don't want to hear. That's not asking.
That
like,
might
when
be
you
true.
Really like somebody, you can, but you normally don't get that, which is sad.
But. Very sad. But men say they want to know the truth, but then when you tell them,
are we talking about the beginning of some shit, or are we talking about when you locked in?
No, I'm talking about just in general. Not on the time frame. I'm just saying men will
that's
be like,
the part of the friendship that's exciting though.
What so, is?
When you like keep it in 100, like, yo, if I'm just starting to date somebody, I'm gonna let you talk. I'm gonna like we having real like look, I'm fucking with this shorty, like we last
that's
week,
when you
we
can fuck. Be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, the beginning is the best time is. To be honest. Yeah. Yeah.
Because if not, then it's like how do you make that transition?
Right. So would you want her to tell you those
absolutely.
Things too?
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause I want to know who I'm sharing energy with. Like, I don't know what you got going on. Like, we both need to get.
You want her to volunteer, or would you ask? Cause I also feel like, are you volunteering information?
No, I'm not volunteering. It's more like, yo, once you get to a point when y'all real like friends, it just flow into it. Like, if you friends with somebody and y'all starting to hang out at each other's cribs and y'all starting to do things together, like you bound to know if somebody talking to somebody else, you could just energetically tell. Yeah.
Like, why you got four toothbrushes?
Why your other bathroom got all these girl products in it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
why the hair on the floor?
Flat irons on the road.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you got a pack of toothbrushes in it? Whose slippers is these?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We got so many examples.
So yeah, I think in that space you should keep it out of the door. Just
have you ever been a side piece?
Probably, I don't know. I'm
not
sure
willingly
I have.
Though.
Well, he's okay. Not, are you okay with
willing,
it?
Not I mean, at this point, nah. Okay. I'm cool with that. Like, I don't really see a point in, like, if you got a dude, like, why?
What do you need me for?
Not even what you need me for, just like, what we doing? Like,
What is this?
I probably, not to date. Like, I've fucked with a girl who had a dude before, but, like, not in some real, like.
Have you had sex with a girl that was married?
I was just about that.
In my younger years.
What about a girl
that
was?
It's not something I'm proud of.
What about a girl that was pregnant?
I'm being honest with you. I should have said no. That was fucked. This is America. Sorry.
What about a girl who's pregnant?
Not by you.
Oh, no. I never had a girl.
You had to think about it. Like,
No. Yeah. I was thinking about what she said before. I was like, damn. Yeah, no, I never had sex with a girl who was pregnant before.
That's supposed to be good when you're pregnant.
That's what they say.
Did y'all have sex when y'all were pregnant?
I did.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Unless it's your girl,
I had sex my whole pregnancy. And I pushed my daughter out 3 pushes.
You're talking about like with somebody you're dating, you're in a relationship with, or just... A girl that's pregnant.
Either or.
No.
Guys do it because she can't get pregnant again.
That's crazy.
You said that. You said
imagine
that. The fuck,
you see a girl that's pregnant. Like, yo, your stomach look beautiful. I just want to let you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just would feel crazy. Like
no, they say pregnant pussy.
She don't got to be super.
They say pregnant pussy.
Like, they say
even if somebody told me that, like, that's just crazy.
It would just feel weird
that's
to you.
Crazy.
You need to try it, I think.
Huh?
No, you don't.
That's so toxic. Y'all toxic, man.
Mario ran red lights.
Crazy. Don't listen to her.
What?
Do you run red lights? And if so, do you enjoy it?
No, I don't run red
you
lights.
You have before, though, for
you
sure.
You have never ran
red lights. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you've definitely slept with a girl in her period.
Yeah.
You laid a towel down.
Shower shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, in the shower right.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, see? That's a normal
thing. But some girls don't
like that's the only time shower sex is acceptable in my book. Because
really?
Water isn't good. We had this conversation before. Water is not
overrated.
It's not, but you
it's
can't.
It's not good
you
for the guy during sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't like be like letting the water run on you. You got to step to the side of the shower.
Yeah, because
you shower.
Cold.
You got
to
cool.
I don't know if you know this or not, but
like
the women will attest to this because we all have periods clearly, is that water makes it stop temporarily.
Yeah.
Right.
So that helps.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, that's why people do it when they get out the shower. Mm-hmm.
That's why you gotta lay that towel down.
Uh-huh.
And some people, I won't say who, but they'll leave a tampon in and have it just at the tip.
What?
Know? Yeah. That's how tampons get stuck inside.
I was gonna say,
that's crazy, man. Y'all put me on a
what? Wait a minute. Some women leave a tampon in and then have sex?
Yeah, just at the front part of it.
Dios mío.
Wow.
Oh.
That's crazy. That's too much.
He must have a little dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know.
No, they still
I'm just
put
saying
it in
that's
all the
too
way.
Much going on, like interference.
Just
like,
the tip.
Too much.
So Mario, so you
before
have
before we go to that, when you're talking about this, right? So the song is called Used to Me. So
yeah.
I want to ask y'all some questions. Like the song is about being in that in-between space in a relationship mm-hmm. and culprit and intimacy being a culprit. So if you're in a relationship where you don't feel like it's gonna go anywhere, but you're used to that person and you are in a space where you aren't ready to move forward with anybody else, will you go and continue to sleep with
said person?
Yes.
My favorite fake boyfriend.
What is the point where you're able to break off and say, God, we can't do this no more? Like, what's that?
Oh, I have a perfect story for this.
Okay.
Y'all want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So this is why I feel like I know so much about you besides the conversations that we have is because my favorite fake boyfriend is a Virgo. And y'all have a lot of the same things going on with the way
you
are, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's why I feel like I can read you a little bit romantically.
Wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's interesting.
So me and him were in that space.
Mm.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-mm.
Me and him were in that space. Me and him were in that space. And we were never in a relationship. It was a 4-year thing, you know, situationship.
Okay.
And you know who I'm talking about. And it was always just like, I was used to him. It was like, why? Mm-hmm. What else I'm going to do? This is where I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. We're in a comfort zone together.
Yeah.
We are vibing on every level. And this is here. It's not a relationship by any means, but this is where we are.
Right.
What made it in? Is that he moved on to another relationship, a real relationship, and it just so happened to be with somebody I knew.
Wow.
And he lied to me about it.
Damn.
Well, he didn't lie to me about it. He lied to her about it. And when the shit hit the fan and I did some messy shit, but whatever, because he lied.
So it was just toxic. Wow.
Well, it ended with he told her that I was just a friend.
Mm.
But clearly, we were more than just friends.
Just a friend.
Baby, you.
So,
so with that being, okay, good.
Now, this was years ago. We didn't speak for a very long time. And then there was an apology, right? He came and gave me a really heartfelt apology that he tried to give me months before that, but he was blocked. But anyway, and now we're friends again.
So,
okay.
But we're not in that same space.
Gotcha. Right?
We're really just friends now. Like,
so would you say the space of being used to somebody, like, is that like, because the way I look at it now is like, that's the space where you challenge yourself the most. Because it's like, you don't want to put yourself in positions where you cause more trauma for yourself, right? But at the same time, it's like, you're not about to just go and start fucking with somebody new.
Mm-mm.
You know, so that's like that space. I think we should normalize. We should normalize, like, making smarter choices in those spaces. Cause I know I got a friend who was like that, and then that person got pregnant. They got pregnant and they weren't gonna be together.
Mm.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it can get real.
No, for me, I just feel like when I don't wanna be with somebody, the sex isn't good anymore to me.
That now, part too.
So I think women, because for us,
it's that strawberry birthmark.
But I do feel like for women, it is a lot more like,
Emotional,
right? So when I know it's not gonna work, and I'm just used to you, and it's not it anymore, I'm not even physically like in it like that.
I think that's a healthy thing. I think that's a good superpower, because some women not like that.
Yeah, so I probably would like not have sex with somebody while I'm going through that. And I think for women, we also have a tendency to move on before we tell you we moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So for a while,
that's devastating.
Well, we didn't check
that's
out.
Scary.
Yeah, we've checked out. Yeah.
That's scary.
And if you don't pull it back in and go really hard to make it happen, we're already out the door.
Yeah.
And then I can not want to have sex anymore and be okay with it. And then it turns into this whole like, well, I'm not having sex with you, and then you feel like, well, I don't want to play myself and try to have sex, and she don't want to do it, and then, you know, you end up.
That's the importance of having friendship with somebody first, and the friendship being way stronger than anything else. And I know it's cliche, and it may be hard to attain, but it's worth it. I'm telling you out there right now, it's worth it. At 36 right now, I would rather have a friendship over the sex being great out the gate.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man should be your best friend.
Y'all gotta be best friends.
Yeah,
you know why? We in a digital crusade age. If you ain't best friends with your person, then it's just too—it's too much energy and things happening subconsciously for you not to understand your
Jasmine
person.
And I were having drinks before this.
Mm-hmm.
The bartender told us, he said, He's been married for 18 years, been with his girl for 25.
Yeah, wow. 25,
and he said the secret is that he's not on social media.
Wow.
And so as a bartender, he's like, there's too many women that are like, you follow know, they're attractive, me, like they're bartenders. They're like, oh, tag me, oh, follow me. He was like, I don't even want that that's in my smart. Relationship. He was wow. like, the reason
it's
it works.
It's not like he needed for work. Right. You know what I'm saying? For me,
he
like,
said,
I got to
he
be
said the last thing he was on was MySpace.
Yeah, he wow. was like, I was on MySpace.
That's crazy. That's
but he was like, that's what crazy. Works for him. Right. And so, and he that's was smart. Really happy about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he looks good and he looks young.
Yeah.
He's 44, 43.
And he looks really young.
He looks really good, yeah.
I don't think social media is the healthiest thing for us. Like, you're constantly feeding yourself. I mean, if I look at, I don't know the Explore page is what you look at mostly, but sometimes I'll be looking at girls and they still be popping up on my page. So what's that?
Yeah, you know how did that happen?
Like, you feel
it's
me?
Advertising.
So I think it's like,
you know what you like. It's the has, algorithm.
You know what I'm saying?
It feels like you're not on there a lot, though. You don't post like crazy.
Nah, I don't post like crazy. But still, like, when I be on social media, right? But I notice that sometimes I got to take a break from it because it's so overstimulating.
Right.
When it comes to women yeah. and certain things. Mm. And I'm a man, like I'm very controlled. Like I have a lot of control and discipline, but I'm still a man. And
right.
so it's important for me to take breaks for myself, for my own mental health, for my own, like, just so I can be excited about the person I'm.
Sometimes too, like, it's really different in person than it is on social media. Like,
what do you mean? Like,
I'm sure you've met people and been like,
oh, for sure. oh, that part, for sure. I'm just speaking about like real life. Yeah, but that.
Because there's that too. It's not real life.
That's like 7 times out of 10. I don't know why.
Have you met a girl that she looked better in person than social media?
No.
Wow. Wow.
They be doing the most. All right, hold on. All right, let me I'm going to say, no. I'm going to say no still, okay. by the way. But what I'm going to say is that the no is because it's no. Like some girls do look better on social media, right? Because yeah. they make yourself perfect.
Yeah, because you're going to post good stuff too.
Yeah,
and
then
the yes is because when they do too much and then when you see them without doing too much, they look better.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Because you look better. That's like when guys say we look better without makeup, but we feel like we need makeup.
Some women really do look better with just a little bit of makeup.
Yeah.
And then some women, you know, makeup enhances certain shit. But like me personally, I like girls who like find a happy balance. It don't matter. I don't really judge. It don't really matter to me. But
now, do you have a whole project coming out?
A whole project?
A whole.
Oh,
not
like,
whole.
A whole
project. Oh my God, Mario. See,
yo, because y'all jumping from.
Do y'all?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Because I want to make sure we talk about that too. Because
how did I know he was going to repeat it that way?
Like, no, because the way she talks sometimes, like, you ain't put the L in it.
You got to put the hoes on the project.
You got to put the L in it.
Where the hoes at?
Nah.
The hoes on the project.
Mario.
We got the hoes from the project?
Mario.
Mario.
Next project, whole project by Mario.
But nah, I'm working on pieces right now. Like, I got a lot of music. I've been having fun. Like, I've been having fun with the music, you know, working with a lot of friends and a lot of just like producers and writers that some new, some older. But now I'm about to tap into the GOATs. Like, I want to get in with Pharrell's and the JD's and the Tim's and like those guys and like mix it with like some of the newer guys. Or I may do a project with a person like D-Mile who produced Used to Me, the homie, you know, Spring Break. I'm working with him. So I'm working on different pieces, but I will be tapping in on a project probably later this year. I'm in single mode right now.
And you have
trying to keep the algorithms going.
And you have your memoir coming too, right? I know you've been working on that for a while. We've been hearing about this.
Yeah, is it coming out this year or what? Yes or no?
I don't know when it's coming out yet.
Because if you put out a new project and that.
It's a different frequency, man. It's like a piece of literature lives for so long.
Forever.
And it's like, music does too, right? But you can put out music more frequently. Like, I just want to make sure I'm growing so much. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure what I'm talking about, what I'm saying is both a part of my purpose and also what I feel like the conversation I want to have with people, you know, at that time. So soon. When it's ready, it's going to be very purposeful.
Because you've been working on it for years. Do you look back at what you started with and like, oh, I don't know if I feel like this? Because sometimes
just enhancing the language and the intention and how I project myself through the writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same intention, but enhancing how it's received, if you will.
Okay.
By reading like the words or the way I say something, right? But most of it's sticking. But yeah, just enhancing it.
Okay, and then last thing I want to ask you, any words for Life Jennings? I saw that he felt like you were making
fun
of him.
Oh, man, Life, bro.
And I know you want to.
Wow. Me and Life has had many conversations, bro. Like, he's a legend in his own right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that people got it misconstrued because when I did like this, I was saying like, all right, I've been at shows and fans will post like, something and I'm like, damn, why they post that part of the show?
The worst part.
Hey, why you post the part of the show that's not like, and then say whatever. Like, I've had fans post things I didn't like. So when I saw it, I was like, why she post that? But I didn't say why she post that. I just did like this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what I'm saying? You know, the internet did. But you know how the internet is, be antagonizing.
Yeah, right.
And
like,
life is all love.
Because I know you are not even that type of person. Not that's why I wanted you to.
I'm not.
But I am.
I'm not. But it's like, if
but I am.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, like it just happened. But it depends on the situation.
It depends on the situation.
Like, there's multiple different sides of me. Like, I had a lot of identities. Like, I'm just controlled. I just like control my narrative.
That's so, Rio's back.
Rio's always been here.
I thought he...
This is a mixture between Rio and Mario, though. Used to me is like a mixture between both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a balance.
So, like, in the bedroom...
There's like the...
There
you go. No, we can get to it. There's like the... Rio's like the older version of the young kid from Baltimore, right?
Okay.
Young kid all grown up.
He's just a little bit more like he don't care. He don't think about the consequences.
He's reckless. Right?
He's a little more reckless.
Reckless.
Mario is the kid who grew up in the industry and like, you know.
Going to church. Fans,
child star.
Not even that. We ain't even get to him yet. he grew up in the industry. So he understand the game. He played the game. Like, you feel me? And then Mario, like me, is like the kid that grew up in Baltimore that has been kind of watching from the outside, watching everything and like kind of just staying pure. You know what I'm saying? And like keeping myself, remembering where I came from. Mm. You know, I'll never forget that. My grandmother still talked to me. That's Mario. My mother, you know, my one of my angels. You know what I'm saying? Like my family, my ancestors, like that's Mario.
We love it.
Yeah.
Me too.
I love y'all too.
Ah, well, thank you so much, Mario. And to Rio also. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Rio. Shout out to Mario
also.
Yeah. That's your new identity.
I ain't taking that one on me. Nah, we good with that.
But honestly, no, for real, this is really your third time on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
You rocked with us during the pandemic. And yeah, I love that you have so much fun to sit down and have these conversations with, honestly.
Yeah, we got to have fun with life, man. And at the end of the day, I hope what people take from it is balance. Balance is important. Have fun with life. Balance. Don't judge yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Have a vision for your life, for where you want to go. Work hard. And don't let nobody outwork you.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
Work
life is to be lived. We got to enjoy it.
Gotta live life.
All right. It's lip service.
Let's go.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.